From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
This is Carla Hinton reporting for The Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. I have on the phone line Mark Dice. He is the author of a new book called Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. We're talking today because the movie Angels and Demons will premiere on Friday, and this is the movie, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, this is the movie that is a prequel to The Da Vinci Code, a movie that came out several years ago that was based on a book by Dan Brown. And that particular movie stirred up lots of controversy from various faith groups. Roman Catholics and some other faith groups were concerned about some of the messages they felt were implied or imparted in that particular movie and book. And it looks like Angels and Demons is no exception in terms of some of the ways that it looks at faith and faith groups. So, Mr. Dice, I wanted to ask you, why did you decide to write your book right now, and who are the Illuminati?
Well, the Illuminati is a secret society, essentially a mafia. It's a political and banking mafia that has been operating for over 200 years, pulling the strings in major political events and financial events around the world. Fully admitted to be a real organization, started back in the late 1700s. They were discovered several years later by the German government and supposedly disbanded. Many people claim that they do not exist anymore, but if you look at the events occurring today in several organizations, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bone Society, it becomes clear that this organization and their philosophies are still operating behind the scenes.
Okay. And what were you hoping to do with your book? What was your goal with this particular book?
Two different aspects with the book. I want to educate people about the Illuminati and expose their control and their manipulation and their really criminal activities in political institutions around the world, particularly in the United States and Europe, to take back the country, to prevent them from pushing their secret agenda, taking advantage of people, pushing policies that are opposing the Constitution. But I also want to expose Dan Brown's book and the subsequent movie starring Tom Hanks, because now people, when they hear people like me or others talking about the Illuminati, the majority of the people are going to think that we have just seen Angels and Demons and that we're overly paranoid and we had seen a movie. Dan Brown, the author of Angels and Demons as well as The Da Vinci Code, does a very interesting job of mixing in historical fact with fiction, but then inserting some false information about the Illuminati to give the audience the wrong opinion about the group, culminating at the very end of his film, making people believe that they don't really exist and it's just a figment of conspiracy theorists' imagination. So I want to expose Dan Brown for the fraud that he is, Angels and Demons for the fraud that it is, and show people that this organization continues to exist and show some of the effects that they're having on our freedoms, on our finances, and on our lives.
Now, I know that in the book and now the movie, the Illuminati are considered enemies of the church. Why is that? Why would this particular group, we're talking about historical fact here, you've done the research, why would this particular group be against the church? I think we talked about this yesterday.
The Illuminati were against the monarchs. Now, again, the Illuminati was founded in the late 1700s, so there were still the monarchs had controlled the governments around the world. So they were opposed to the monarchs with some legitimate reasons. Now, the Catholic Church and the monarchs were very oppressive, did commit a lot of atrocities, and continue to give Christians a bad name because of those repercussions. So they were against the oppressive nature, so to speak, of the church, but they didn't want to create a society where there just wasn't that oppressive control. They essentially wanted to replace it.
Okay. And you were saying that Dan Brown seemed to imply in his book, in his fiction book, that the Illuminati were mostly scientists and artists who were being persecuted for being free thinkers.
Yeah, Brown gives the opinion, the interpretation that the majority of the Illuminati were artists and scientists, and he even names some famous artists, Galileo, the famous heliocentrist, you know, that gave the idea that really continued Copernicus's teachings that the Earth revolves around the Sun and not vice versa. Copernicus published his book on his deathbed, essentially. Galileo continued those teachings and was placed under house arrest by the Catholic Church for teaching what they had considered heresy at the time. But he certainly was not involved in the Illuminati or any sort of secret society. And actually, he and Bernini, this famous sculptor that has sculptures which can still be found in Rome and in the Vatican, both of those individuals actually died 100 years before the Illuminati was even created. So that's one of the major flaws that's in Dan Brown's storyline.
Okay. And you, I think we talked also about the fact that by several historical accounts, these groups are considered sinister, or the group was considered a sinister group or evil group with evil or devious methods and methodology. Would you agree, or is that what you have found?
Yes, and again, I do acknowledge that the monarchs in the Catholic Church were very oppressive, did persecute a lot of people, a lot of free thinkers, and I'm not against free thinkers. I myself am a free thinker, but it's clear, it needs to be understood that this group of the Illuminati, the original Bavarian Illuminati, and the group that continues today through the Skull and Bone Society, through the Bilderberg Group, through Bohemian Grove, and you can Google any of these terms if you don't know what they are, or just read about them in my book, or go to markdice.com. But it becomes clear that these are not free thinkers that want a just society and just wanted to overthrow the republic. They wanted to, or overthrow the monarch and instill a republic. They themselves wanted to replace it. And if you read Adam Weishaupt's writings, which have been published after they were seized by the German government, back in 1786, it becomes clear that they had formulated materials to kill people, to surreptitiously present propaganda, he himself actually had impregnated his sister-in-law and had tried to murder the child to avoid the repercussions, the social repercussions from having people find out about that. So these were not some upstanding individuals that were fighting the tyrannical church. They themselves were equally tyrannical, and in many cases more so.
Well, why do you think it's so important for people to know about the real truth behind the Illuminati?
Well, I think that if we have a full understanding of how the world works, we can avoid the pitfalls that have been purposely set for us. And if we understand and see the manipulation that's going on, that we can avoid it, we can minimize it, we can have our government a republic by the people, for the people, and not hijacked by this mafia elitist group of bankers and really what I would call Luciferians, and as they ruin our freedoms, our country, our economy, for their own personal and private and professional gain.
Okay. Well, thank you for agreeing to this interview. Is there anything else you'd like to add? How can people obtain a copy of your book?
The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction, is available exclusively on Amazon.com or MarkDice.com, and you can also read some information, a chapter posted there about the film Angels and Demons and the novel and some of the facts and fictions and frauds that are found in there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. This is Carla Hinton reporting for The Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. Read more about the book, Illuminati Facts and Fiction, as well as the upcoming movie Angels and Demons in Saturday's Oklahoman.